but somehow I'm going to tell you about, in 1956, we had the Hungarian Revolution.
I'm not sure. Could be honest, my history leaves a lot to be desired, so I think you're away for it.
Yeah, well, we had the Hungarian Revolution when they objected to the Russians being, because like the Russians overthrown Hungary after the war, hadn't they? You know, they imposed their will, and the Hungarians kind of fed up with them and chucked them out for a couple of 3 weeks, and they reinvaded and caused a lot of people to flee and all that. And we, they came over to this country, a lot of them, you see. And this farmer across the way at Underley Farms, his name was Archer Baldwin. You heard of the Prime Minister Baldwin?
Yeah.
He was his cousin. Like, it was the Prime Minister, what's his name, Baldwin, Stanley Baldwin, wasn't it? He lived at Bewdley, see.
Oh, right.
That was his home. Right. So his cousin, Sir Archer. Mm. And have you heard of Russell Baldwin and Bright, the auctioneers?
No.
They were big in this area. They're still big in Leinster area. Well, he was the Baldwin in it, you see.
Oh, right.
Sir Archer. Mm. So quite a big pot. And anyway, he had two of these Hungarians to live in his house. Took them in, sort of thing, you know, and he was sort of saying, oh, people should take them in, you know, they had been chucked out their own country. And anyway, he took two in. And the one was no good, you see, quite a bad apple, I think. And he stuck him for so long, and then he sacked him. And anyway, he'd sort of been there 6 months. You get to know the lie of the land. And suddenly all of the local pubs started getting broken into. And the till's rifled, because they left the till on the old-fashioned till. They left the money in the till, see? They didn't bother to put it in the safe. They put it in the safe. Left it in the till overnight, nobody bothered. And like the Taliaga broke into. And the till, they found the till there in the brook, down below it, like, you know. And I think if you locked the till, then they just pinch the till, so you would screw to the counter. And then they smash him open, like, and there used to be two pubs down here, and you in, and another farmer's boy, and which is your arm that was shut now. And the, both of those got broke into, and then he broke back into Sir Archer's place, and they didn't know who was doing it for a start, you see. But then Sir Archer got broke into. It was a big house, and Sir Archer lived, his bedroom was that end, miles away, and the kitchen was here. When they came down in the morning, they found this chap had broke in. He had a fry-up.
Never.
And he had a good feed, like.
Good grief.
And he burnt the table somehow. Everything happened. But also, Sir Archer, I think he'd been in the First World War, and he came home, like, with a revolver, with bullets. And his revolver had gone, and bullets, you see. And and Sir Archer used to own some land up on the top here, Buffalo Park, as they call it. And the chap who was running it went down the park one day, and he found a metal trough up on his end with bullet holes in. This chap had been having practice.
Target practice.
So he was on the run around here somewhere. They didn't know where. And they were, like a few old barns about here, you know. And the police, this is in the mid-50s, they got the police got a bike. No patrol cars or anything. The local police. And the policeman came here and he said to my dad, would he go and check the old cottage over the, just over the fields here every day? Or pretty ready to see if he's in there, right? Because they were looking for him, couldn't find him, you see. So, father said he had to go and check this cottage, but he knew he got a gun, and this cottage is up on a bit of a rise, and he said he used to run from tree to tree, let me go, you know, get into the door and look up the stairs and very gingerly search it, like. Well, you imagine, like, nowadays there'd be 20 armed police, wouldn't there?
Yeah, there was. Going anything in with a firearm.
Yeah, and like then they just go and check it, you know. Different world, wouldn't it? But
yeah.
But they found him in the barn over here.
Oh, did they?
They found footprints in the mud. Chap found some unusual footprints, and they were going towards this barn, so they surrounded the barn. I think they got a bit more serious after that. Like, you know, they got police in from Worcester. And they surrounded this barn, and the chap who was in amongst it, like your local chap, but he lives in Tamworth now, and he was telling me a bit of it, because he was helping surround it. And anyway, the local policeman and this chap from Worcester were having an argument as to who was going to go into the barn. Because he said, well, He said, the one said, well, I've got three children. I don't want to go in, you know. He said, your children are grown up. You go in. No, I'm not. Anyway, eventually the local policeman went in and found this chap asleep in the hay and managed to, you know, arrest him and handcuff him before. But he got the bales of hay made into a den, like, and when they opened it up, there's lots of tins of food in there, he said.
Really?
He got provisions there for ages, yeah. Like, you know.
Gosh.
But it only just, you know, two or three fields away, like. So quite a bit of excitement.
Yeah,
especially with a gun involved.
Like. Yeah.
So anyway, that was a long time ago now, wasn't it? 1956.
Yeah.
So yeah, it always makes me laugh, so, like, when they. Well, it wouldn't though at the time, would it? You know,
you
want to go through a. You might be watching them all the time, aren't you? Just to get luck, they were quiet and.